Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it's your boy Panama Black. Yeah, what up, world? We're coming with that old school, but laying it down with the new rules, you know what I mean? You gotta, like, know where you're from and know where you're going, you know what I'm saying?
Yup.
Position your grease, feel like a pinwheel. Back at you with the hill, slip on your arm, been real. Nothing brand new, man, it's all recyclable. It's all up in the way you rock, rock, rock and original. We all digital, keep the analog. Retro flow, this is futuristic, how I do it, dog. Ask Dino, no do the bug, slicker. Block, shot you with the face, you with the
Now we hit the road, get some dope, then we hit the base. For some inspiration, real life simulation. We sound cyphers for B-boys, the beat making. That's where you find me, man. This ain't no imitation. This is a revelation. Chapter 7, verse mind. You got to get your own, dealing with a righteous mind. Lost in some savage times, the power to refine. This mind's cycling, just a brother on the grind.
Difficulties. It is not even funny at this moment. Like, Mercury is definitely in retrograde right now. Oh my God.
Unfortunately.
All right. So we got it working. I figured it out. You know, I called myself in on the other line. Thank God for three way.
Can
we hear you? We could definitely hear you. We could definitely hear you.
Okay,
I could hear you. Everybody could hear you. We are good. So let's get it started. I know it was a little bit of a rocky entry, but we can definitely get it started now. So tell our listeners.
At least you had good music playing.
I know, right? Good thing I keep my little MP3s on the back of, like, look, you know, just in case. Yes. All right. So tell our listening audience a little bit about who you are and what you do if they're not familiar.
Well, good evening, everyone that's listening, and good evening to you, Queen. It's been a long time coming, me being on your show. My name is Louis Narcisse. Mostly people call me Pharaoh. It's better associated with the business, easier to remember. But, yeah, I'm the owner and CEO of Pharaonic Brand Designs, Pharaonic Corp. It's the company. Pharaonic Brand Designs is the clothing line. And, it's basically, you know, my passion that I'm working towards right now, it's you know, one of my dreams. The brand is, one of my dreams that I've wanted to do, that actually I have been doing for almost, for over 20 years. So, you know, it's my experience in the apparel, the corporate apparel world that has, I guess, brought me this far. And, you know, it's just really, really good to just be doing what I feel was, I was born to do, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I guess that answers my question, if you always knew that this is what you wanted to do. So did you always know that this is what you wanted to do, or do you just feel like this is what you were born to do?
Pretty much. I mean, aside from what I'm doing right now, the only thing that I really ever wanted to do was, I don't know, maybe work with animals, be a vet. So
okay.
I was just more geared towards this because I have been very creative ever since I can remember from a very young age. So, you know, going against, you know, growing up, you know, being an artist is not something your family pretty much wants you to be. You know,
we know. We definitely know.
yeah. So, you know, you know the whole thing, your family puts in that starving artist imprint in your mind.
Yeah.
But you know, I stuck to my guns. I was pretty headstrong. I knew and I felt that this is what I needed to be. So, you know, I stayed the course, you know, through many obstacles. I stayed the course and you know, I'm here.
Okay. Awesome. That's great because a lot of people can't stay that course. I mean, you know, as artists, we do tend to be very fragile beings sometimes. So, you know, for certain people, it's hard because, you know, you do have your family just telling you you can't do anything with art. You need to get a practical job and all these different things. So, I mean, how did you find that inner strength to make sure that you stuck to your guns?
Wow. You know, like I said, you know, I grew up in a single parent home. My parents got divorced very early in my life, and so my mom was basically always working. She was a nurse here in Brooklyn. She worked long hours, and basically there was really never anyone home. Like, okay, you know, this is what you got to do. Like, she was really strict when it came to like school and homework, and you know, it was just, you know, it was just that. You know, do your schoolwork, you know, so that way you can go to a good college or you can get a good job. You know, it's always geared towards getting a good job or career, but never the reinforcement, you know, okay, you know, I understand you're an artist. It didn't actually come until later in my teen years where she realized where I wasn't going to budge. I wasn't going to be a doctor. I wasn't going to be a lawyer. So she started accepting the fact that I was going to be an artist. I mean, and, you know, unfortunately, even that, like, you don't know what kind of artist, you know what I'm saying? Like, she didn't know if I was going to be drawing, you know, graffiti on walls or drawing painting, you know what I'm saying? So, like, it's really still no reinforcement as to how successful I was going to be because she still didn't know what I was going to turn out to be. So, so she, you know, she did the best she could. You know, it was still, you need something to fall back on, at least learn computers. And that I actually listened to, like, you know, we took computer classes back in the days, but computers back in the days is nothing like today, you know, it was, I don't know if you guys remember the Computech classes with the old, computer with the green.
I'm a young chick, so I don't know nothing about that.
I'm only showing my age right now.
got a young over here. Maybe a couple people in the audience can fill you. That's nice.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hey.
But
go ahead.
But you know, it was just staying the course. Like, I, you know, when you have a feeling about something, you know, deep down inside, like, I knew I had to do something that, and you know, when I got older, that I was going to feel good about and I was going to be happy doing, you know. So that was it. It was just being an artist, expressing myself through my art, and just, you know, just being passionate about it, you know, because I knew there wasn't really much in this world that if I ended up doing that, I would be happy doing, you know what I'm saying? I could have been a lawyer. I could have been a doctor. I could have any of those things that my mom had wanted me to be. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's like when you do something that someone else wants, how happy are you, you know?
So. Exactly. Very, very true. Very true. So What inspired you to create Pharaonic Brand Designs? What was your inspiration? Like, how did that whole thing get started?
Well, I'm happy to say that in 2013, I'm celebrating 10 years doing it. So let's rewind, going back. Thank you very much. Going back 10 years, I was working at an apparel company here in Manhattan in the city. And, you know, I was there. I've already been there for for a few years, and I'm already working in the industry for a few years. So, you know, it's working in these companies where I got a lot of my professional skills, but the know-how, I started out in a screen printing factory before that. So I worked there for a couple years, and I got to learn screen print design, you know, how to separate. So basically the screen printing knowledge came before corporate world. So when I corporate world, I was an art director at a few of these companies, apparel companies. So basically that's where I got the know-how as to what art is supposed to look like before it goes on a show. You send it to a factory to get made. So that's basically after working there for a couple of years, and, you know, you basically, you know, your talents, you're bringing it to the table. You're making these companies millions of dollars. So I think I was having a pretty rough week or whatever, and I was just tired, you know, I'm just tired working the long hours. And I said to myself, I said, look, all right, you know, you can't quit your day job now, but, you know, you can do something for yourself. And I remember I was sketching, I was just doodling on maybe a post-it notes, something like that, and I drew a picture of Pharaoh. You know, I was like, wow, I really like how this looks. So I think, you know, I worked on it a little bit longer that night when I got home, and then the word Pharaonic just basically came to my head, and it's just, you know, I just kind of wrote the word Pharaonic underneath the picture of the Pharaoh. Mm-hmm. And then from there, it was just, you know, I could turn this into something, and I did. You know, the next thing I did was I worked it up in a computer. I worked up the sketch, scanned it, traced it, and then I came up with the Pharaonic logo, the first Pharaonic logo, and then after that came the motto, Get Back to Greatness, because basically then I was merging my artistic talents and also another love that I had was for ancient African cultures.
Yeah.
Another passion that developed from when I was very young, you know. So, you know, it was just basically merging the two passions that I have for artwork, being an artist, and also for ancient Kemetic science and studies and artwork, and fashion. That's the third thing, you know. By that time, I was already... I got into the fashion industry in college, pretty much. I was the president of the fashion club.
Okay.
That's pretty much how everything came together into this one inception of Pharaonic Brand Designs. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing it ever since, 10 years going strong. So.
Awesome. You mentioned your motto, Getting Back to Greatness. So... why is that your motto, and what do you feel the importance of that motto is?
You know, again, it goes back to the situation I was in. I was just, you know, it's a great job. You know, the money was decent. It was taking care of my family. But at the end of the day, you know, all I really was a title. You know what I'm saying? It was art director. So, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, to get back to greatness, you know, we often, our titles pretty much define who we are. Well, we allow our titles to define who we are. And we forget, you know, we forget the greatness that we come from, you know, and we forget what our ancestors have done to lay the groundwork for us. And we forget those things. So, you know, just as I sketched the Pharaoh, and I came up with the name Pharaonic, and I came up with the motto, Get Back to Greatness, because it kind of like, it set off a spark inside of me, kind of like, you know, okay, mm-hmm. you know, and it's funny because everyone that I showed the sketch to, they said, wow, it looks like you, and, you know, always create images in their own likeness. I didn't think it looked like me, but people said it did, so,
okay.
basically, to get back to greatness was, okay, you know, let's stop, you know, let's look past the titles. Let's look past, you know, our job titles. Let's look past what we define ourselves as, and let's look back at, you know, the greatness that we come from. So basically, giving back to greatness is, you know, basically making you just stop and look back at, you know, our history, our lineage, and, you know, making you think that, you know, you are a part of something greater. Is that, you know, we've come into this Western society where, you know, your salary dictates who you are or what your social status is, your title dictates how much, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, if you don't see a bigger picture of yourself, you'll never get to a bigger place in it. So I wanted us to remember that, you know, we come from something that's very grandiose and bigger than us. We're part of a culture that has basically been a template for civilizations all around the world. So,
Definitely. And speaking about culture, like as you are at the moment, so why do you feel it's so important to integrate culture into your work?
Because oftentimes, you know, we've been stripped of any culture that we have. So, if we don't look, if we don't hold on to a culture, someone else will take it, manipulate it, repackage it, and sell it back to you. Which is actually, you know, what is unfortunately happening to us. You know, we as melanated people, you know, our history really doesn't start at slavery. Our history starts from the beginning of time. We have just been packaged the whole cultural African American history as starting at slavery. So a lot of us have forgotten and have been forced to forget where we truly come from. And so it's important to me, and it's important to share and remind people that, you know, our culture and our history goes back hundreds and thousands of years, you know, even before any other races existed on this planet. We were the first race. We were born in the motherland at the beginning of civilization in Africa. And other cultures don't want to put us on that pedestal, but they do know. They do know that we were the first. They do know that we were the first to civilize the world. It's just that, unfortunately, the people who are supposed to know, we don't, because we've been brainwashed into believing that our culture started when we were given, or supposed to have been given, 40 acres and a mule. So.
Exactly. Definitely. Awesome. Awesome points. So how do you feel that your work affects the community?
It's funny because, you know, when I set out on this this mission to create this brand, you know, I didn't even think that far ahead. I didn't even think how far it was going to affect people, but now seeing how it actually helps people. The same way I needed it to remind myself of my own culture, pretty much doing the same thing for other people. I guess it helps in the sense that it reminds people of their history and their culture, and, you know, not to forget where they come from. It's important to us, you know, to hold on to that and to, you know, never forget it, never let anyone tell us, or you for that matter, what your history is, what your culture is. You know, it's very important that we know and we do the research, not just a matter of, you know, telling us. So you got to do the research, you got to read, you got to study, you got to know yourself, let anyone tell you who you are. You gotta actually do the work yourself. You know, we can't be lazy as a community and let anyone tell us who they are, because they can tell us just about anything. You know, you know, we have to have the fortitude to know that, hey, that doesn't sound right. That doesn't sound like, you know, that can't be true. You know, can't fall for the okie doke. We've done it too long.
Definitely. All right. So, we are definitely live here talking about Summer of Greatness. with my brother Lewis.
Yes.
And we are going and speaking about Pharaonic Brand Designs. We got 32 minutes left in the live stream, but I'm going to pause for a quick commercial break and a word for us from our sponsors. So we're going to get into these commercials, and we'll be right back.
Are you looking for a place to sell your products online? Not interested in hiring expensive web developers? Do you love to buy cultural and ethnic products directly from manufacturers? Well, look no further. NewShop.com is the number one online marketplace to buy and sell multicultural and ethnic products. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Get your free e-store, post your products to sell, and make money. Sell books, clothing and apparel, jewelry, bath products, beauty products, health products, accessories, holistic products, even ebooks and downloadable music files. The list goes on. No sign-up fees, no contracts, no annoying product listing fees or confusing HTML coding. It's quick, easy, customizable. Go to NewShop.com for your 9-day free trial today. NewShop.com, the number one online marketplace for multicultural and ethnic products. That's www.nuwshop. All payments and transactions on NewShop.com is securely processed through PayPal.
Ladies, it's Israel the Poet. Do you love stylish jewelry but are also health and spiritually conscious? Many stylish pieces contain metals and plastics which can irritate the skin and do absolutely nothing for the spirit. So why not be in style while aiding your spirit? Gemini Creations presents Angel Wings, our newest earring line that infuses radiant feather earrings with angelic spiritual gemstones. So look great while aiding your spirit. To check them out, visit GeminiCreations.com. That's GeminiCreations.com. Like us on Facebook. That's Facebook.com/GeminiCreations. Or you can contact Tay Queen through TayQueen@Hotmail.com. That's TayQueen@Hotmail.com. Peace and blessings always.
Do you love to write about holistic subjects? We are looking for volunteer blog writers who are interested in writing on various subjects such as magic, the occult, metaphysics, yoga, herbal therapy, energy healing, and black history. So if you are interested, submit a sample of your work to TayQueen@Hotmail.com by 11:59 p.m. on June 24, 2013. You will be featured in the relaunch of the Conversations with the Queen blog if we like what you've submitted. So please get in contact with us ASAP. Peace and blessings. Benefactors turned
actors, addictions, triple captives. The Dick Gregory and Queen Afua Cruise. As a conscious alternative to the traditional Thanksgiving holiday, you are cordially invited to the 2013 Feast of Gratitude Cruise with Dick Gregory and Queen Afua. Call Alicia today at 888-636-5222. 888-636-5222. The Dick Gregory and Queen Afua Cruise. 888-636-5222.
Alright, and we're back, and that was a word from our sponsors. Also, check out Gemini Creations at GeminiCreations.NewShop.com. That is our new shop online store. Alright, so we're back discussing A Summer of Greatness with Lewis, and we do have 28 minutes left on our live call. Great conversation that we're having, by the way. So a little bit sad to interrupt it with that commercial break, but we got to pay the bills. So, you know,
sure,
we got to
sure,
pay the
bills.
Exactly. So let's get back into this interview portion, and then we're going to take some callers. We do have some callers on the line with their hand raised. I got people hitting me up like, yo, he's going in. Let me call up. Let's go. So let's get through the rest of this interview, and then we will have our callers call in. So what would you say are the pillars of your success? What are the keys to your success?
Wow. Pillars. You know, definitely my mom and my father, you know, even though they were divorced, they were both very strong. My mom was a Leo, very strong-hearted woman, very hardworking, very determined, worked really hard for her family. My dad on his end, you know, is very supportive, hardworking, you know, and these are both Caribbean people, so very hardworking in both of their respected fields. So it basically, you know, it helped, it helped instill in me that, you know, and to get anywhere in life to be successful, that you basically had to, you know, you had to be, you had to work hard, you know, you had to work hard. You know, my family, my children, you know, because I want to set example for them. You know, I want them to see that nothing's really impossible. Anything is possible as long as you work hard towards it and you believe in yourself. You know, you don't have to wait till someone co-signs with your dreams, you know, to achieve them, you know. Because I think that's one of the problems that our youth have now, is that they don't go after things that they want unless, you know, a group of their friends approve or whatever. You know, I think you have to be self-resilient, you have to be resilient, and you have to actually have, you know, determination to reach your goals, you know. I understand it's great to have support. It makes things a lot easier when you have people behind you, but, you know, sometimes you just need to just go for it and then and just let everything fall into place. So so I definitely, you know, everything that I do want to make sure I'm setting a good example for them, because, you know, hopefully one day they'll inherit whatever I create, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If not, at least they'll know, they can see the template that I've set forth, and do their own thing, you know, and be entrepreneurs unto their own talents and dreams, you know?
Exactly. And it's always good to have that option, you know, to give something to your children. I think that's a really important part of building your own business.
I'm sorry. You know, because growing up, you know, a lot of us are geared towards, you know, being workers, you know. It's one of the things I see a lot. It's you know, you enter school, you know, unless you're homeschooled or whatever. You enter school, you know, and then your teachers are telling you, oh, when you're going to need this when you get a job. Your parents are telling you, you're going to need an education. You're going to need me when you get a job. No one really ever says to you, you know, you're going to need this to be, you know, an owner, an entrepreneur, a mogul. You know what I'm saying? No one really ever gears you for that step in life, you know. I mean, unfortunately, in our culture, you know, because of how we were bred and reared, you know, we were always workers, you know. Not that we were always workers, it's just that that's pretty much the social position that we have now. You know, unless you do have parents that are supportive and who see a bigger picture for their children, you know, you're not just going to be a worker. Not that there's anything wrong with having a job. It's great having a job, but, you know, you have to know that you can always have you can always aspire to greater things, you know.
Definitely. And the key word is greater. Yes.
That's right.
Definitely. I mean, so, like, what advice would you give to others who want to start their own business?
Do the research. You know, do the research. I mean, there's really no excuses now. Libraries, you can find anything on the internet now. Do the research. Don't let anyone. You do the research for yourself, so that way you know what you're getting into. There are tons of organizations that you could utilize. You know, just have to look for them online. There's you know, the retired professionals. I think it's called the SBA. You know, you could basically seek out the help that you need from professionals who have worked in the industry, who are pretty much retired and who are willing to help other people establish businesses or with entrepreneurial skills. There are a lot of entrepreneurial programs now, usually on the state level, that you can look into. Again, it's a matter of doing research online, seeing what's in your communities, seeing what's available. There's apprenticeships, you know, if you have a specific area that you want to get into, you can look into apprenticeship. you know. But it's just believing in what it is that you want to do. I mean, if you believe in it, you know, there's really nothing that's going to stop you. You shouldn't let anyone stop from doing anything you want to do.
Great advice. Great advice. And I hope anybody out there who's looking to start their own business does take that advice. So last but not least, so do you have any, like, upcoming events, lines, or projects that you would like to promote? Just anything, like, do all your shout-outs, let everybody know what's going on with your brand and everything like that.
Absolutely. The title of the show is Summer of Greatness. I am a summer baby. It's cancer season now. I am a cancer.
Shout out to all the crazy cancer.
Yeah,
I love y'all.
I'm
above, but I'm just
So, you know, coming into the summer, it was a really powerful summer solstice that we just had. We had a super moon. So, you know, if you're a person, if you're on your spiritual game, that super moon was very powerful. You know, I know me personally, I used it to charge my berries. And because, you know, it's going to be a busy summer. We usually open up at Memorial Day weekend, it's a summer opener over at BAM, Dance Africa. We chose not to do it this year, partner and I. My brother, Ira Davidson, a good brother that I have known for about 20 years. We went to college together. He's helping me on the marketing and promotional end. We decided not to do the BAM Dance Africa. And it actually was a good, you know, I actually saw that, you know, sometimes these events, you know, vendors, unfortunately, we pay a lot of money to do those sometimes. And I really wanted to put my eggs in different baskets this year. So we decided not to do it. But the money that I would have spent, you know, with the vendor's fee and all that, I actually made that money in that same weekend. So it just proved to me that you don't really have to be in a place. You just have to be on your A game, you know, marketing and promoting, and just basically, you know, just putting your energy out there. Your energy, you know, you put your energy out there. If you're really about your business, that money will always come to you, no matter where you are. So it was awesome to see that I didn't have to be someplace in order to make the same money I would have made if I was there. So that was a really great weekend. So now we're just gearing up for the International African Arts Festival here in Brooklyn. That's going to be July 4th weekend. So I think the first day is actually going to be next Thursday, and it's going to be Thursday through Sunday. So, you know, I really implore anyone that's listening that's in the tri-state area, even if you're in Philly, you can drive up. If you're in D.C., you can drive
even
up. We get a lot of people
Boston,
from all over the place.
Go down.
That's right. That's right. It's, you know, you pick one of the 4 days. Come on through. I don't have my designated vendor spot yet, so I can't tell you exactly where we're going to be. But we are going to be in a place, a 10x10 tent that I'm working really hard in the next week and a half to be filling up with greatness. So we're going to try to have a lot of our more popular summer products and new maxi dress that has been selling so
good. Oh my God, it's so cute. I want it so bad. I want it so bad. Like, I told my boyfriend, I was like, look, give me this.
Yeah, I haven't heard from him yet. but it has been doing exceptionally well. Grandpa's just asking me for maxi for dresses for a while. Mm-hmm. So I finally said, you know, this is going to be the year where, you know, I really give the sisters what they need and want. I mean, you guys actually are 90% of my sales anyway. So I really stepped it up this year with the tanks, with my offering for the ladies and the brothers too, you know. You know, it's all about, you know, my whole thing is because of my corporate position that I held in the industry, you know, it's all about quality. That was my job, to make sure that whatever we said that was quality, so that way whatever you got back was quality. So I think that's what really sets the brand apart from other brands, is my relentlessness for quality. I just really ask me quality before I even put my logo on the back of any T-shirt, because if it's not quality, I don't want my logo on it. So, and if it doesn't reflect greatness, I really don't want to be associated with it. So it's keeping, you know, staying true to the brand, staying true to the motto. I mean, you know, trying to be the epitome of greatness is just a matter of just knowing what it is that you put out there has your energy attached to it. You know, it's one thing. I don't work on anything. I don't send any products out if I'm sick, if I've had an argument, if I'm melancholy. You know, I really put my positive energy into anything that I do, because at the end of the day, whoever is receiving is gonna be getting that energy. So I make it a point of not working when I'm not feeling you know, positive or you know, just like, you know, I don't want to do it, because then, you know, you're getting the wrong vibes out there.
Exactly. And that's a benefit of owning your own business. You can have that option. Definitely.
Absolutely.
Exactly. So let them know where they can get some of this beautiful, lovely clothing. Give them the website information, all that stuff.
Absolutely. The website is pharonicdesigns.com. That's www.pharonic, pharonic, designs, degins, .com. I might have spelled that wrong. I don't know. let me spell it.
I got you. I got you. I'm in the chat right now putting it down there. Don't even worry.
Thank you very much. Yes, Pharonic Designs. And also, I'm on Facebook. You can do a search for Welcome to Pharonic Corp. That is my Facebook page, and we also have the fan page for Pharonic Brand Designs. I mean, that's basically, you can see, you know, the work that we're putting in. You know, I've got a good presence on there. We have a lot of great supporters on there. I'm blessed to have so many supporters, and the love that we get on there is phenomenal. That even if at this point, if I didn't want to do it, if I just wanted to sign, I couldn't do it.
Hey, I know. Isn't it wonderful when it gets to that point? You're just like, I can't even stop if I want to.
I can't stop if I
want to. Exactly. All right. Awesome. So make sure you check that out. Again, that's pharonicdesigns.com. And you also check them out on their Facebook page. Definitely make sure you get all that information. We posted it on Conversations with the Queen Facebook fan page as well, so you can get all that information there, as well as our blog site. So definitely stay in touch. Support the brother. Buy something, guys. Support black business, okay? All right, definitely, definitely. All right, we do have two callers on the line. Callers have been patiently waiting with their hands raised. I know your hands are a little bit tired, so let me get to you. All right, caller from the 404.
Put your hands down.
Exactly. Caller from the 404 area code.
Peace, what's good? This is Paul, the Ratchet Revolutionary. What's going on, Lewis? What's going on, Queen? Peace, how are you guys doing?
Peace.
Peace, man. How are you, brother?
Man, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. Just listening to the interview. And, you know, you lay out a blueprint for, you know, burgeoning entrepreneurs out there, people that are, you know, trying to get on the grind but don't know exactly, you know, how to do it. And, you know, right now you're just laying out, you know, a foundation for them. And, you know, that's really good, the information that you're putting out there. It's awesome, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, showing that consistency is the key. You know, you got to be out there, you know, no matter, you know, like, you know, if, you know, you don't think that you could do it. And, you know, even though you may not be where you want to be at that point in time, you know, you're going to get there. And so, you know, you're a shining example for that. But, you know, I did have a question, like, as far as with the Pharonic Corp brand. I was wondering if you had made it a point, because I know a lot of the hip-hop culture is getting a lot more into the symbols, as far as the ancient Kemet symbols and stuff like that. Have you made it a conscious point to sort of, like, you know, put that over to the artist's hands, as far as like the rappers or anything like that, you know, sort of like get it on like music videos and things of that nature?
You know, it's a conflict that I've been. I mean, ever since the brand, you know, the brand has a presence now, so I actually do get reach. I have people, you know, on the come up actually hit me up a lot of times. I haven't actively sought out to have any celebrities. You know, only because, too, I'm not one of anyone on a pedestal. To me, it's, you know, they're regular people just like we are, you know. And I don't, you know, I never put myself in a position to outreach. And, you know, if it happens, it'll happen. I just push it. So I feel, you know, once the time is right, that person, you know, I'll be linked up with that person. And then we'll, you know, I could promote the brand through that. But I don't actively look for anyone. I do have, I did meet Paul Mooney. Paul Mooney loves the T-shirt. Really funny story about that is he did an event here in Brooklyn, and his assistant passed by my table, and she loved the Greatness T-shirt that we have. And she said, oh, Paul would love this. So she's like, you know, I'm going to buy this T-shirt for Paul, but, you know, I want you to present it to him later. And then, so sure enough, at the end of the lecture, you know, they're getting, you know, he's doing his thing. He's signing, I guess it was a book and product that he had there. And so basically, his sister said, okay, you know, he can send the shirt to him. So he sees me and my partner coming up, and you know, Paul, he was like, oh, boy. So we started laughing. We started laughing because, you know, I'm sure he gets stuff like that all the time, you know. So you're in the T-shirt. He opens it up. He's like, oh, greatness. It's actually like this. I actually might even wear it. So he actually did. He actually loves the shirt. He wore. I think there's a video online. He did a show in Brixton, London, Brixton Academy. He wore a T-shirt, and it's, you know, I felt great.
That's
what's
up.
You know, he's one of our comedians. You know, he's been around for decades. You know, he's worked for the greatest people. And even though, you know, a lot of people don't like his style of comedy, there's a lot of truth in what he speaks. You know, he's very passionate about melanated people. He goes in because sometimes, you know, you need to go in and you need to look at yourself from sometimes even a negative aspect to see, look, you know, I'm better than this. So, so, and, you know, the time's going to come. You know, I have some people in my head that I actually would love to see the gear on, the brand on. But, you know, I'm putting the energy there so that way, you know, if I just focus on it, it'll end up happening. And or I'll meet someone that could, you know, get me to put it in the right people's hands, you know. Right now, the hip-hop game, you know, and the entertainment industry is just too iffy, you know. You really never know what's really going on. So I try not to put our energy on it, because the last thing you need is your product ending up in the hands of someone who really doesn't promote your brand well, you know. So I'm not trying to have anyone kill the brand by, you know, being, you know, wearing a Greatness T-shirt, doing all kind of shady stuff.
Yeah, I hear you.
No thanks. I'll hold on to the shirt. Thank you. Yeah, but that was a great question though, brother. You know,
thank you.
I think about it all the time, all the time, all the time. I think about it. I get people on YouTube that hit us up all the time. You know, it's just you have to sometimes draw the line. Like, I don't want to oversaturate our product in the entertainment industry. You know, right now the public is still just, you know, it's still a brand that's growing globally. You know, I don't want to oversaturate it, and I don't want the energy to be spent before I actually get to where I need to be, you know?
Definitely.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. So thank you for calling in. If you want to give your show a little shout out, definitely go ahead.
All right.
Do it quickly.
I'll give it a little shout out. Yes, I will. Well, you know, Too Raw for TV comes on every Thursday at 11 p.m. Eastern Time on blogtalkradio.com/Too Raw for TV. This particular Thursday, we are going to be talking about the law of attraction, and we are going to have a full panel discussion about it, about the law of attraction, magic, and how, you know, we bring things to us with our mind, and actually the vastness and the power that the mind has. So we're going to be talking about all that on blogtalkradio.com/TooRawForTV. And, you know, I appreciate you guys, the Queen, Lewis. You guys are awesome, man. Lewis, keep doing your thing, man. I mean, the greatness is happening. It's happening now, you know, for real.
I appreciate you guys, man. I'm going to do your show really soon again, you know?
Hey, definitely. All right, well, thank you for calling in. And we do have another caller. But real quick before we transition into that caller, speaking of Paul Mooney, the Mooney Twins will be on Conversations with the Queen on July 8th. So definitely, definitely mark your calendars for that one because, you know, we're doing big things. All right. Just trying to myself. Got to give myself a pat on the back. Exactly. Give him a little shout out. Anyway. Yes. So call it from the 917 area code. You're live on Conversations with the Queen. Do you have any comments or questions?
Yes, I have a long question. First of all, let me say hi to everybody. And let me also say that to the guests that I really appreciate your putting out your knowledge with everybody and sharing all your wisdom. So with that being said, I have a really long question. can you guys hear me? Oh, okay, I didn't hear anything.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. So I don't know if I need to, like, split this up into multiple parts, or do you prefer that I just give it to you one at a time? Like, how do you? It's kind of long.
I think maybe just a little bit at a time. Yeah,
a little bit at a time. Okay. So the first, I guess the first question would be, how long have you been, you know, following ancient wisdom and tapping into it, and then how fast did that information manifest to you once you started connecting with it?
Let's see. I probably for a better part of just over 20 years. I really started in college, but
wow.
my attraction to it. Can you hear us? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yeah, we can hear you. You're good.
Okay. My attraction to it. You know, I started when I was young. I used to watch a lot of natural history shows and books. My mom did actually have a lot of National Geographic books and stuff like that in the house. She actually did take us to museums often, though. I was always really fascinated about anything African, because the people looked like me, you know. So I was always really fascinated by our ancient cultures from a very young age. So when I entered college, I took an African studies class, which is where I came into the knowledge of, you know, a lot of our authors and our teachers and our master teachers, the books that they've written. Okay. That's where I really started learning who I was. So it just basically set a template for everything that I'm doing now. You know, it's just I'm so passionate about who we are, you know, how we came into this paradigm that we are now, mm-hmm. and just really just setting the tone for us getting back to where we really need to be, you know, getting back to greatness, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right. So once you did, though, like how, you know, when I say how quickly did it manifest, you know, the connection, was it almost instantaneous, or did you find that the more you dug deeper into the rabbit hole, the more you gravitated, you know, the manifestation of this knowledge gravitated towards you, like it was just popping up synchronistically, or would you say it happened faster as you were, you know what I mean, approaching
the
information?
Yeah, it actually did happen a lot faster. Once I started delving into the information, I started finding out, you know, things that I didn't know, things that actually set sparks inside of my mind, and mm-hmm. it made me dig deeper, you know, and finding out how I related to any of that information. Excuse me, any of that information that I found. So, it made me take a deeper look into who I was, and how I could relate to a lot of things in my history, and how I didn't relate to a lot of things in my history. You know, it's not everything that your ancestors went through that you can actually relate to. You know, it's only
right.
bits and pieces, and you have to find what really resonates inside of you, and how you can utilize that knowledge in order to make you a better person. You know, and not to use it as an excuse as to why you're not a better person, because I think a lot of us get caught in that trap. It's the man, you know, you know, 500 years of oppression. You know, we use, you know, a lot of people use it as an excuse as to why we can't achieve things in life. And, you know, I just don't think it's an excuse. It's something that happened. Unfortunately, it might have actually have been something that had to happen in order for you to be like, look, this will never, ever happen again, you know.
Right.
And you have to put yourself in a position where you never allow it to happen again, you know, so.
Right. Okay. And then the next part of my question is related to that as well. I guess you kind of answered it. I was going to say, how did you get some of your information other than, you know, the books that you receive? I know that Tay, sometimes she mentions different, you know, YouTube videos and things like different links to articles. But, like, where would you say somebody could start, especially digging, when I say deep, like, comedic, you know, all types of things, alchemy, everything. Like, where could somebody go deep if they wanted to?
I know when I was coming up into the knowledge, you know, the internet was just getting, you know, was it as mainstream as it is now? The information on there was very limited. You know, when I was coming up, you still had to go to the library. You had to go to the area where you couldn't take the books out. You had to read them in the library because they don't want you bringing those books home. You know, you basically have to look at those books there. You know, they don't want you taking those books back because you might never bring them back. So, you know, it's a lot of hours in the library. At the time, I was living in Long Island, so we used to make trips. Our college used to make trips to Slave Theater in Brooklyn, and at Slave Theater, we used to have. Basically, you know, speakers, master teachers used to come through there, and lectures and events there. So it was just, you know, and at the time, too, the music helped, too, because if you think about it, you know, back in the 90s, we had a Tribe Called Quest. We had all, you know, we had all these groups that really just show you, like, yo, this year you're in Africa, you know, you're proud to be in Africa. You know, we had the Black Medallions, we had the African Medallions, you know what I'm saying? So it was a really good time in my life to come into this history because it was just something to be proud of. It wasn't something to be ashamed of, you know. We had so much, the culture was so rich when I came into this knowledge. So it just solidified everything. You know, I was proud to be a Black man. I never, at any point in my life, ever wanted to be other than who I am right now.
We got 23 seconds before we disconnect. So if you want to keep listening to the rest of this interview, please call in 917-932-8881. All right, y'all keep going.
So, you know, there's never a point in my life where I wanted to be any different hue or color or anything. I didn't want my hair to be any, you know what I'm saying? So it's just, you know, everything that I've come into my life, it just kind of like fortified who I was